then you're going to stomp on it, and then it's going to hit one of the targets, hopefully.
Joyce Ann Sim, a mechanical engineer at the U.S. Navy's Naval Sea Systems Command based in Port Hueneme, is showing about a dozen middle school and ninth grade girls how to launch miniature missiles into the air so that they land on specific targets.
One, two, three.
It's to promote to girls and kind of show them what engineers do.
Sim, who grew up in Oxnard and graduated from Pacifica High School, says she's happy to return to her alma mater to teach these students a lesson in aerodynamics.
How missiles and rockets and overall maybe just anything aerodynamic moves in the air and different adjustments you can make to really steer where your missiles or rockets go versus just kind of blindly throwing them in the air.
The girls use tape to build their 1-foot-long missiles made out of paper and plastic. They place their handmade creations onto one end of a PCB pipe. An empty soda bottle is on the other end. And they stomp on that bottle. The pressure propels their missile into the air, and they aim for circles outlined in chalk on the ground.
It was really cool to build something and see how far it would go and if it would land in the target.
14-year-old Saria Apodaca, a ninth grader at Port Hueneme High School, says this workshop further cements her dream of becoming an engineer.
I'd like to create things, and I like to see what something can become. Some small parts can create something even bigger, which can lead to something marvelous.
Apodaca is one of nearly 300 girls from Oxnard Union High School District Schools and middle schools that feed into the district who are spending their Saturday going to STEM workshops led by more than 20 female engineers.
Oh, we had a direct hit for the yellow team and the orange team.
Sarah Rice, an engineering duty officer at the U.S. Navy's Naval Surface Warfare Center in Port Hueneme, says it's rewarding to mentor girls.
I think it's absolutely important that we reach out to girls and women and say, we need you in the engineering field. Your voice is important and you can do this.
The goal is to encourage girls to pursue engineering and other STEM-related careers that are often dominated by men. Marianne Rooney with the Ventura County Civic Alliance, who helped organize this event, says it's important to have a STEM day only for girls.
Girls behave differently when they're in groups of boys. And so this provided them an opportunity to really just kind of let their hair down and follow their passion.
While the girls are busy designing, building, and problem solving, their parents are at a workshop to learn how to encourage their daughters to pursue higher education in the STEM pipeline and how to afford college through financial aid. Yvette Romero is a single mom attending the parent workshop and whose daughter is participating in the STEM Day program.
I feel ready. Like, ready to help her be ready.
These girls, like 13-year-old Jamie Lozano, an eighth grader at Juan Soria School, say they now feel encouraged to delve into the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math.
There's a lot more women that are also into these careers, so like I could also be one of those women to pursue that same career.
In Oxnard, Deborah Green, KCLU News.